So good morning. I'll add my welcome to all of you, especially on behalf of the Dharmapala College team. Quite an expanded team. A number of people have helped with this, and I'll save thanks for that till later, but just so that you're aware that many people have participated in the planning as well as in offering these talks. The overall theme of this European Order Weekend is celebrating the Order as an expression of Bhante's vision. And within that broader theme, what we wanted to do with these 2 days of talks was to look not so much backwards, but to look forwards at what are some of the key issues that we'll all be dealing with, hopefully all of us, over the next 40 years, and where we're headed and what we need to be aware of and how we can draw on the assets, on the legacy we have in Bhante's teaching to address these problems. And they're problems that are going to be issues for all Western Buddhists, indeed I would say all Buddhists, in this transition to a new phase of a Buddhism that's based not just in its Asian homeland or homelands, but now increasingly spread across the globe. So we decided to organize the structure of our themes into four main headings. First, we took Bhante's notion of the unity of Buddhism, and we wanted to focus especially on how this notion that there is a unity to Buddhism plays out when we're in communication with other Buddhists, because even where there might be some shared notion of a unity of Buddhism, exactly where that lies is something that there can be quite reasonably different opinions about. So we asked Vishwapani to help us get a handle on some of the questions, concerns there, and he suggested focusing especially on the issue of this notion of what it is to describe ourselves as a non-sectarian Buddhist movement or an ecumenical Buddhist movement. I think these are both phrases Bhante has used. The second general theme, which we'll come to after the tea break today, is the relationship of the Dharma to broader social and cultural context, particularly given the much, much more pluralistic nature of society today, and particularly if we take into account the global culture that's increasingly evolving. The third general theme was to look at our own system of practice, our own system of spiritual training as a framework for our practice, and Dhammareddy's taken that slot on, and that'll be tomorrow morning. First session. And then the fourth general theme was the place of Sangha in contemporary Buddhism, both within our own movement, specifically our own order, but also more broadly. So if you, as we reflected on these themes, we realized that we were looking to some extent historically at what Buddhism has been, but also looking ahead as best we could. We realized also that we were looking especially at our own legacy in Bhante's teaching and how that'll be carried forward. But we also wanted to stress the fact that we need to be increasingly aware that our efforts to do that are within a broader Buddhist, a broader Dharmic context. So we wanted to look at how this affects us as a specific Buddhist movement, but also in the context of the larger Buddhist community and the growing communication among Buddhists of all different types and flavors. So that's the overall structure of what we're trying to do in these next 2 days. And we'll begin today going back to the first theme, the unity of Buddhism. And I'm not going to take a lot of time introducing people because we're already running short, so I'll just ask Vishwapani to join us. I think everyone knows him. Some of you may not realize that he's currently involved in writing a book on the Buddha that will look at the Buddha in the context of what the Buddha has been for the tradition, and perhaps especially for the tradition today. So I don't know if you'll mention that specifically, but it's relevant to why we thought he would be particularly a good speaker for this first topic.